wandered around the streets of Ludlow and I've come across a bakery called Price's Bakery. And last night I was tweeting to find out a little bit more about what to expect in Ludlow, and I was tweeted by a baker, and his name is Peter Cook. And we've wandered along to the bakery, and I have to say, walked in, and the smell, it was like a sort of, I mean, boulangerie, immediate, good, old-fashioned baking smell, wafting from this gorgeous, sort of, this is sort of the back of the bakehouse, really, isn't
the
it?
The bakery is just behind the shop. Yeah, I don't smell the smell. When you've been working here all morning, you don't get it at all. If I come in on my day off, but not today.
So how long have you been working here now?
I've been working here 20 years, but it's been in Price's Bakery since 1943. And before that, it was owned by another family, and before that, another family. So well over 100 years, it's been a bakery.
It's gorgeous. All around me, you've got these beautiful sort of panniers, these baskets that where the bread proves. Is this for the sourdough that you make?
Those round wicker baskets are for the sourdoughs, yes. We do the pan à levant in those, we do the white sourdough in those, and we do pear and peri sourdough as well in them.
Tell me more about the pear and peri sourdough.
It's a rye sourdough starter which we use, which originally was started with the sediment from a bottle of local peri. And we put in, it's got white flour in it, and we soak dried pears overnight or during the day in peri from a friend Tom Oliver who's nearby in Herefordshire. And that gets added into the dough as well with the liquid. So that's, and topped with roasted hazelnuts. Delicious.
That sounds fantastic. I'm going to have to go and find one of those in a minute. And then the other two sourdoughs, so three sourdoughs altogether. What are the other two?
There's the pan à levant, which is the first one we started to do, which is a combination of white and stone ground rye and wholemeal flour with a white sourdough starter in it. Mm-hmm. And then there's that was sort of taking off and doing really well. So we thought, well, we'll just try doing a straight white one, just white flour, white starter, and it's absolutely delicious. It's got the most amazing crust on it and just makes perfect toast.
So, I mean, you obviously make normal bread here as well. And we've got these huge, big... I mean, you could have a bath in one of these. Have you ever been tempted,
no,
Peter?
No.
What are they?
Those are the mixers we use for some of the other doughs. There's a very large one which takes about 125 kilos of flour in that one.
Yeah.
And the other one's about half that size for about, you know, a 50-kilo mix.
They're brilliant machines. I mean, they look like sort of they're sort of almost the size of a small car.
Yeah, we use the big one is what we do our white bread is our overnight dough, so it gets mixed. Someone comes in the evening, mixes the dough, and then it rises. It has a very small amount of yeast in it, rises very slowly during the night, and then when we come in at 3, it's ready to scale and work, and another couple of hours before it's ready to go in the oven.
So that's interesting. So even your normal bread has got a really natural, slow rise to it, even with the yeast. So you're sort of the anti-Chorleywood process.
Oh, absolutely. We're very real bread. Even our bog standard sandwich loaf, which, you know, everybody, the whole of Ludlow society from down there to up there, come in, and it's what you call a bog standard sandwich loaf, but it's made just with flour, water, salt and yeast. And it's got a probably 10 hours fermentation. So a lot of people who find it hard to eat bread, that's, you know, your supermarket Chorleywood bread, find it easy to digest because all the stuff in the wheat and the flour that your body finds it hard to digest is broken down by that long fermentation.
It's quite interesting because without those enzymes in there and without that sort of super speed, there is an acknowledgement sort of, you know, that this bread is much easier for the body to digest.
Yes, absolutely. And sourdough even more so because that's an even longer process. It's a sort of 12, 15 hours process from start to finish.
And it's that natural fermentation and the bacteria in the bread that actually is part and parcel of our makeup anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, these are just natural yeasts that are in the air and in the flour anyway.
That's brilliant. Right, well, I think we should try some of these breads.